Welcome to the Cardinals Red Sea Report.
Deep pass, right side, end zone, it's caught!
Presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Fitz goes up and makes the game-winning catch! Larry Legend does it again!
The Cardinals Red Sea Report is brought to you by the Arizona Cardinals mobile app. Visit azcardinals.com/app.
Big time run by David Johnson.
It's intercepted by Peterson in midfield, and the Cardinals are going to win the game.
Oh, baby! How's that feel?
Here's Craig Grealoux, the Jetstream Roy Green, and Bertrand Barry.
The roster has grown by 30 since our last show. Unfortunately, the names of Bertrand Barry and Roy Green not on that list, but we have a great consolation prize for the two of you gentlemen. You're stuck with me here on the Cardinals Red Sea Report, as the Cardinals had 6 draft picks and added 24 rookie free agents. The rookie minicamp comes in about 10 days from now, so the two of you, again, you're looking very good in your workout gear, but did not impress Steve Keim nor Steve Wilks enough to be on that list.
Well, look, I told him I had about 3 good rushes left in me. That's about all I got. So if you give me 3 third downs, I could get you something done. But if you ask me to do any more than that, then you might be in trouble.
Well, B-Trans, he has 3 good rushes left. That means you'll be playing more than me. I think I only got 1 route.
The post-draft edition of the Cardinals Red Sea Report, presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you. Broadcasting from the Cardinals facility in Tempe. We'll have one more show next week to kind of break down what the Cardinals have done here as the offseason well underway. But of course, the big picture is the 2018 NFL draft and the Cardinals making news. Big news. Perhaps the biggest move of day one, and that is moving up 5 spots to draft their quarterback of the future, Josh Rosen out of UCLA. The Cardinals move up from 15 to 10. All it cost them was a 3rd-round pick and a 5th-round pick this year. We heard last week General Manager Steve Keim talking about that franchise quarterback Roy and not wanting to mortgage the future. Well, they kept their 2nd-round pick in the 2018 draft and did not have to give up a future first. And now they've got a player that they feel can be that franchise, that face of the franchise over the next 5, 10, 15 years or however long.
You know what? There's nothing you can say other than outstanding. Josh, you know, comes in with a great attitude of what we heard about. You know, there's supposedly some concern from that, but from everything I've heard, you know, he's the guy you wanted. The Cardinals address their number one priority, in my opinion, and what they wanted to do this offseason by getting him. And the price they got him for is just amazing when you think about some of the other teams in the draft in the 1st round, some of the moves they made and how much it cost them. Even the Saints won a team that gave up a 1st-round pick even next year, you know, for the guy that they coveted. So it was a great, great situation for the Cardinals that addressed, you know, a number one need for them. Kudos to Steve Keim and his staff, you know, to pull this off. Every draft guru around the country said this is, without question, the best of all the draft, all the teams that drafted, that the Cardinals seemed to come away with the best draft. For Josh Rosen, everyone talks about his quarterback prowess, you know, how he throws the football, where he should have been drafted. For me, out of all the people that spoke of Josh, when I heard Kurt Warner say that of all the quarterbacks that he looked at throughout this draft, that this guy was indeed the pure passer, he was the guy that was most ready to step into the play, I was sold. I knew right then, you know, what a great draft pick.
Offensive coordinator Mike McCoy said the same thing on Friday following Rosen's press conference, B-Train, that yes, we could plug and play right now if we had to. They don't. You've got Sam Brad, you've got Mike Glennon, so Josh Rosen can sit there and be a little bit patient and learn the game, learn how to be an NFL player. But certainly that is what you like to have, is someone if needed. And we heard all the way throughout this entire draft process, proven arm, quarterback ready, best pure passer, if you will, in the 2018 draft.
I love the pick. I love the way that the Cardinals went about getting the pick. It's something that Steve Keim usually doesn't do during the draft. He doesn't usually trade up. He's more apt to trade down. So obviously they had diagnosed him early on in the process that this was a guy, if he's around, we're going to go and make a play for him. And I think the way the top of the draft played out, they saw an opportunity to go in and get Josh Rosen, and they did what they needed to do. I love this because we have talked about a quarterback for how many years here, and the fact that they saw a guy that they really liked and they did something out of character per se for Steve Keim and for Steve Wilks as the new coach here. I love the aggressiveness. It says that we're trying to win now. We're not going to be content with being out of the playoffs for the last 2 years. We're trying to do everything that we can to make sure that we get back on top as soon as possible.
Aggressive, the key word right there. Let's hear from General Manager Steve Keim talking about that aggressive, if not only to get Josh Rosen, but this entire offseason about that quarterback position.
Primary goals this offseason was to be aggressive, not only in filling this roster with our specific needs, but to be aggressive acquiring quarterbacks that we talked about at the combine. And that would not only be in free agency, but in the draft process as well. And today, I think, was an indication of how we felt about Josh Rosen trading from 15 to 10, and in our opinion, grabbing one of the best players in this draft.
Funny how things change and change dramatically. It was not that long ago in which the Cardinals had no quarterbacks on the roster and people were panicking. Now they've got four, and of course, certainly, or I should say, they've got five now with the addition of Josh Rosen. But again, he does not need to play right away. You heard Keim talk about moving up in the draft. B-Train, you alluded to the fact that Keim likes to move back and acquire picks. This was his first trade up as far as the first round was concerned. Let's take you behind the scenes on how all of this materialized. Courtesy azcardinals.com, we take you inside the war room of the Arizona Cardinals.
Oakland's on the clock. Buckle your seatbelt here.
Hey, Reg. So, again, we'll give you 15, 79, and 152, which is our fifth. You do it? Okay, Reg, appreciate you. Congrats, man.
Guys, there's going to be a trade.
Okay, send it in.
It's going to be Josh Rosen, quarterback, UCLA.
I'm going to call him right now.
We're going to get on the phone with him, and then I'll call you back. How many minutes do we have? 7 minutes. Okay, I'll call you back.
Josh, Steve Keim with Cardinals. How you doing? Ready to come out to the desert? Congrats, my man. We just traded up with the Raiders. I'm standing here with Coach Wilks and Michael Bidwell, and I'm telling you, man, that visit that you made was a real impression on us. Future's all about you, my man. Here's Coach Wilks.
Josh, congratulations, man. How you feeling? You're going to do some great things for us for a long time. You excited? Hey, I want you to talk to Michael Bidwell.
Josh, Michael Bidwell, how are you? Very well. Congratulations. We're excited to bring you out to Arizona and make you a Cardinal. So Steve just said it to you, but you know, your visit made a huge difference, and we're excited. So we were impressed with you and impressed with you with what you did on the field, but really impressed when we got a chance to spend some time with you. So, all right, enjoy, and we'll turn it in here in a couple minutes. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Great behind the scenes there from azcardinals.com. Much more headed your way coming up on Wednesday. Cardinals flight plan will drop on facebook.com/cardinalsflightplan. Cardinals all offseason have been taking you inside access that has been unparalleled in not only in the NFL, but the entire pro sports franchises in North America. The Cardinals doing something that no other team has been able to do or wanted to do, and now you're getting an inside look at how things are working behind the scenes, and the Cardinals showing you there with Michael Bidwell, Steve Keim, Steve Wilks, with Josh Rosen on the other end of the line. And you heard Reggie mentioned a couple of times, that is a reference to Raiders general manager Reggie McKenzie, as the Cardinals move up five spots to grab Josh Rosen with the 10th overall pick. The Cardinals have their quarterback of the franchise, a three-year starter out of UCLA, two-time captain, Mr. Roy Green, which I know is something that Keim loves to mention and likes those guys who are leaders. And we've seen Rosen be that leader in college, and he's ready to step in that role here with the Cardinals. Of course, it's not something that's going to happen right away, but he has certainly put up the numbers and then also done the work off the field as well.
Yeah, he's definitely put up the numbers. And, you know, I got a couple things that as I listened to that that playback, you know, first and foremost, you just talked about the visit and how important it was in swaying, you know, solidifying, you know, the Cardinals and choosing this kid, which tells you that they were very impressed with his character. They liked his attitude, his demeanor. They wanted to make sure that he was the guy that they had no trepidation about leading or being the face of this franchise for years to come. Secondly, we just talked about a guy that was a captain for a couple years. Now, I would be very, very leery if a quarterback was not a captain on my football team, because that's the guy that most people are going to look up to. He's the guy that's generally the difference maker. So the fact that he was a captain means a lot to me. Now, this third thing is kind of funny to me. When Steve told Reggie, you know, you get our third and our fifth, and he goes, congratulations, Reggie, as if, you know, Reggie pulled off a great, great deal for the Raiders. I mean, that was kind of funny to me because, you know, in my opinion, I think there's no question who got the better end of that deal.
Rosen, the fourth quarterback selected, fifth quarterback in the fifth, or in the first round, I should say, but Rosen certainly wanted to be one of the top quarterbacks taken. He made no bones about that on draft day and then the following day when he was formally introduced to the Cardinals. But certainly Rosen believes, after taking some time off, that even though he dropped to number 10, he's in the best situation with the Arizona Cardinals.
I think I'm going to a really, 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 really good football team with a lot of really good players. I mean, it's everything any young quarterback could have possibly dreamed of. A really good veteran quarterback in the room to learn from, a running game, one of the best receivers to ever play football, period, and a solid defense. I really don't think I could have wished a better situation.
And, of course, everyone wants to go number one, B-Train, or at least be amongst the top three, and that didn't sit well with Rosen initially. But you take a step back, you see what's around you, not only in that locker room, but upper management as well. And then you look at some of the other quarterback situations. Does Josh Allen have to play right away in Buffalo? Sam Darnold going to New York? I mean, and then obviously Baker Mayfield with the number one pick and everything that's happened with the Cleveland Browns and their quarterback history. So Rosen certainly has put himself in a good position because of what the Cardinals have done, and you hope now for the best for him.
No question. And I think for Josh Rosen, when you really look at the situation as a whole, one, the climate is very conducive for him to be successful if he has to play. He doesn't have to go to those cold weathers, as you just talked about. You look at the team around him. If I'm Josh Rosen, the first person that I'm going to talk to is Larry Fitzgerald. I'm going to get in his ear and be like, dude, how do you like the ball thrown to you? Where do you like it? Do you like it high? Do you like it low? How can I make you look good? Because making you look good makes me look good. And then the fact that his team is pretty talented. The cupboard's not bare. He's not asked to do everything for the Arizona Cardinals coming in. He's not even asked to play right away. So there is no pressure on him to be a top 10 pick. I think it's a great situation for him, but I just have a word of caution for Mr. Rosen. Just be very, very careful. Talk quietly and carry a big stick, because when you come out and you say nine teams made a mistake and then had to correct it and say three teams made a mistake, you better be good.
Yes, and certainly the pressure is there, and maybe not initially, but there is pressure that has come on his shoulders, and that is being the face of the franchise. This organization is looking at Josh Rosen to be that quarterback of the future. Rosen was asked about that at his introductory press conference on Friday.
The biggest thing is knowing that I have careers on my back, that I have families, I have kids, and if I don't play well and I don't pan out, people have to get new jobs. People get fired and things happen. So you've got a lot on your shoulders, but I wouldn't have come out and I would have left college early if I didn't think I was ready for it.
We know that's the case, Roy, but to hear that player say that and understand that, more importantly, I think speaks a lot about who Josh Rosen is.
It does. Very, very mature comment, you know, coming from a guy who was basically a junior in college. Understands that he's a thinker. You know, he looks beyond his nose, unlike most millennials, but he looks beyond his nose and he understands, you know, what's going on. And he seems, as he said it, he was very comfortable saying it, that, hey, I understand that there's a lot of people counting on me to do this. And at the same time, I think he feels very, very confident that he can do that. I think he's more than up for the challenge, simply because of not only his ability, his maturity, but some things that you and B-Train both alluded to. He's coming to a great, great situation for a quarterback.
And he was given the keys to a great college program at UCLA, and that comes with enormous pressure to begin with, and now those keys will be handed to him at some point. Then the question, B-Train, is when does that happen?
Yeah, when does it happen? Is he ready to overtake Sam Bradford as the number one quarterback? Only time will tell. You get into the playbook, you get on the field, you start to compete. I just think with the Josh Rosen, though, he's not too far from L.A. It's a short trip from Phoenix to L.A. It all played out well, but you got to go in and do the work. And I think all those negative attributes that they had about him before the draft came out, that was trivial. I think the guy is going to be a very good player here, and I look forward to seeing how it unfolds.
That was day one of the 2018 NFL draft. What happened on day two? We'll talk about that as the Cardinals spent a lot of their picks on the offensive side of the ball. We'll get into all that here on the Cardinals Red Sea Report on the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network.
With the 47th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Christian Kirk, wide receiver, Texas A&M.
Being a hometown kid and growing up here, you know, always been a, you know, a Cardinals fan, and just remember so many times, you know, especially when they made the Super Bowl run, and being able to have the opportunity to be around, you know, Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald, it's just, you know, so surreal. And, you know, just come so far. It's crazy how everything just goes full circle.
I'll tell you, this is a great story. And yes, it's the local story. It's Christian Kirk, who starred at Saguaro High School in Scottsdale, three-time state champion, elected to go to Texas A&M, excelled at A&M, both as a receiver and as a special teamer, and now comes back home, just down the road, gets to play for the team that he grew up watching, the Arizona Cardinals. Christian Kirk, the Cardinals, day two, second-round selection, 47th overall, and as a wide receiver, Roy Green, I know, yes, he's a little bit undersized, but certainly he has the ability to make defenders miss, and we saw that all throughout high school and all throughout college.
Yeah, I love this pick. You know, he's, as you say, undersized, but, you know, at 5'11", about 195 pounds, and runs in the mid-4.4 range. I mean, he has, you know, those tools, but more importantly, this is a guy who I had an opportunity to see when he was at Saguaro. I actually had to work out a few times. I saw him work out with pro quarterbacks, pro receivers. That guy never, ever was fazed. Just stepped right in, took his reps, caught the ball nicely, watched and observed what the pros were doing, and imitated it. So he's a guy who's not going to be impressed by going to the next level. I think it'll be an easy adaptation for him. He catches the ball quite well, and we see, because of, you know, all the kick returns that he scored down at Texas, that he's quite elusive, and he's the kind of guy that, you know, given the ball in a quick throwing offense, a guy that definitely not going to be drawing double coverage early in his career. He's going to have a lot of opportunities one-on-one in short spaces. Should be very, very, very well for the Cardinals. I really like that pick.
Of course, a tremendous talent, and it also, B-Train, fills a huge need, an immediate need, because behind Larry Fitzgerald, there's a number of question marks, and then you look at the return game. This is a team that could use help in both kickoff and punt return.
This is such a value pick for the Arizona Cardinals. I think they really knocked it out of the park with this one for a lot of different reasons. One, he's an accomplished receiver. We know that first and foremost. The Cardinals need a receiver. Special teams, as you just talked about, Craig, he's a guy that has shown the capacity to take the ball to the house on special teams. So there's that threat. You also throw in the fact that he's a hometown guy, Roy, that you alluded to. There's a certain motivation that he'll have because this is a team that he's followed for all of his life. And to be able to go out there and put that uniform on in front of his friends and family on a week-in and week-out basis, I can't stress that enough. I think that's going to be another motivating factor for Christian Kirk, and I think he is going to take that and wear that with a sense of pride. And the fact that he is given this opportunity to do all of these things at home, I think this is going to be one of those where he is going to pay immediate dividends for the Arizona Cardinals.
That is the voice of Bertrand Berry, Roy Green, Craig Riolu with you here. It is the Cardinals Red Sea Report presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you. At Texas A&M, Christian Kirk, 234 receptions, almost 3,000 yards and 26 touchdowns. As far as the special teams route, 37 punt returns, 814 yards, and 6 touchdowns. He also had a kickoff return for a score as well over his career at A&M. Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, asked about Kirk's role in 2018.
Has he played inside? Yes. Can he play outside? Yes, he can. So we're going to move our guys around. We're going to put him in a position to be successful. I think he's going to bring a lot. The guy's smart. He's going to be able to pick up the offense quickly. He dedicates himself to his craft.
We hear a lot about people wanting to know roles. Where is this guy going to fit? And from Steve Wilks on down, you talk to the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Well, we're going to figure out where they fit best with what they do best and where Kirk plays at least initially. We know Larry Fitzgerald plays in the slot a little bit more, so perhaps he plays outside. Maybe he does play inside, Roy, but as you look at him as a receiver, given his size but also his other strengths and his ability, where do you see him best fitting in, maybe not right away, but at least to make a mark in the NFL?
Well, you know, I think he, as Coach Wilks alluded to, he's a guy that has the luxury of you can move him around. And we know that particularly in plus territory where we had some issues last year, scoring the football in the red zone, that Larry more than likely is going to be the guy that draws the attention. So to have the ability to move Kirk around to any of the other three wide receiver positions can create one-on-one situations, and I think he's going to be huge, huge for this football team in the red zone, in particularly, definitely in the red zone. This is where he's going to be the difference maker, in my opinion.
In his own words, what are Kirk's strengths on the football field?
You know, yards after the catch, you know, once I get the ball in my hands, just to be able to naturally just get everything I can out of it and be able to make guys miss and then, you know, go score. Take a lot of pride in that. And it just comes natural to me. And I think it's a huge part of, you know, being a great wide receiver.
And we saw that throughout college on his ability to take the quick screen, the slant, and then all of a sudden, instead of what should be a 5 or 7 yard gain B train, he's turned it into a 20 plus carry and sometimes breaking it out for a touchdown.
Explosive athlete, a guy that can definitely make you miss in a short space. And I think, too, the mental aspect of it is going to be huge for Christian Kirk, because when you look at rookies, when they go to a new place, they've got to start from scratch to learn everything about the city. They got to learn where you go to do certain things. He doesn't have to do that. It's going to be one of the smoother transitions that he'll have. All he has to worry about is the playbook and learning from some of the best. You have a Larry Fitzgerald. You also have a Sam Bradford, a guy that even though he's been off injured, he's still an accomplished quarterback. So I think when we talked about Josh Rosen in the first segment, I think this is a perfect spot for Christian Kirk, a guy that I think is going to come in and contribute not just because of his physical attributes, but because he's going to be able to transition here in Phoenix, Arizona, a lot smoother because it's home.
I'm glad you bring up the transition, because not only is it off the field, but it's in that locker room as well. He knows very well a lot of those players in that locker room. He was high school teammates with DJ Foster. He was A&M teammates with both Brandon Williams and Ricky Seals-Jones. He's been, I would say, friends and good friends with Larry Fitzgerald for a long, long time. And in addition to all that, the Cardinals just drafted a quarterback in Josh Rosen. Well, those two, Rosen and Kirk, were recruited together out of high school, and they talked openly about perhaps joining forces and going to UCLA. It did not happen, but there is that past prior relationship. Kirk talking about that when he was formally introduced over the weekend.
We were real close during recruiting. We were both, you know, talking about going to UCLA together early off in, you know, our recruitment process. And then we actually took our official visit to UCLA together and spent a lot of time. We stayed in touch, you know, throughout college, and then obviously playing against him my last 2 years. You know, he's an awesome player, and in my opinion, he's the best quarterback in this draft.
That familiarity, Roy, I think is so important because it is a giant leap from college to the pro game, but now you have someone, as B-Tran alluded to, right. One, it's your backyard, and then two, there'll be guys in that locker room, and yes, if he was an unknown, there would be guys helping him, but he has that comfort level with guys in that locker room that have already been in there that can show him the ropes.
You can't overestimate, and I think B-Tran said it best. You know, everybody else has to go through a period where, you know, they come in, they're a little timid, they're intimidated by, oh my, that's Larry Fitzgerald over there. Oh my God, there's a, you know, this guy, that guy. He comes in, as we talked about, he has friends that he played with in college. I mean, he has a guy in Larry who he's talked on the phone to. You know, he can pick up a phone before he come in, and I'm sure they've already had conversations, you know, getting him ready for what to expect. You know, we talked about how important and how great of this was a situation for Rosen. You know, what a great situation for our first two draft picks. I'm wondering, was all this taken in consideration beforehand, which I'm sure it was, and these guys are just a perfect fit. And it never hurts when you have a great relationship with the quarterback when you're a receiver.
Mm. Well, you would know that best of all. You want to make sure you're on good terms because you want that ball thrown your way.
Oh, yes. I got to give him a few pointers on how to take care of his quarterback without question.
The funny thing with the relationship with Larry Fitzgerald is Kirk brought up him being in the fourth grade is when he first kind of got to know Larry Fitzgerald. And if you're Fitz, that's not going to be sitting very well with you because that makes you sound really, really old. And yes, I said it. Yes, Larry Fitzgerald has known this young man for a long, long time.
Well, it makes you feel old, but it also lets you know how long you've been playing at a high level. So on the second hand, it's actually a compliment. And I think for a Christian Kirk, the fact that he already knows the history of the Arizona Cardinals. When you go to college, you have to learn to embrace the traditions and all of those type of things. And most guys, when they go to a different organization, they have to embrace and get to know what it is to be a part of that organization. He already has that intimate knowledge of what the Arizona Cardinals are. So he's already invested emotionally into this team and into this organization and this fan base. So I'm telling you, that is something that a lot of guys really struggle with. And it really determines how fast guys acclimate themselves to the NFL and at this level. And the fact that he already has a lot of those boxes checked, I think that's a great upper hand for Christian Kirk.
Craig, I'm with you. I'd rather call Larry old. It's not a compliment. He's just old.
You're just mad because he keeps pushing your records down, brother. The distance gets greater.
Christian Kirk, a former Arizona Cardinals High School Player of the Week, and he has chosen to wear number 13. He cannot wear what he wore in college. That was number 3, and that was plucked by his new quarterback, Josh Rosen, who wore number 3 at UCLA. But a big reason why he took that 13, Kurt Warner, and the relationship he has with Kurt Warner and Warner's family, and he'll wear that number 13 very, very proudly. When we come back, we'll touch on the remainder of the 4 draft picks that the Arizona Cardinals had in the 2018 NFL Draft. It's the Cardinals Red Sea Report. Craig Riolu, Roy Green, and Bertram Berry, presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers and here on the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network.
With the 134th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Chase Edmonds, Fordham running back.
The guy has tremendous run skills, great lateral quickness, avoidability in space, great vision, and everybody from top to bottom was excited about him. Matter of fact, he visited with Josh Rosen and went to dinner with us and fit in quite well.
Frank Sanders made the announcement. General Manager Steve Keim talking about the Cardinals' fourth round draft pick, running back Chase Edmonds out of Fordham. As we continue here on the Cardinals Red Sea Report, presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you. And we are live streaming on the Cardinals Twitter account at AZ Cardinals. Craig Rio, Leroy Green, Bertrand Berry breaking down the 2018 Cardinals NFL draft class. If it's got you excited about the upcoming 2018 season, well, season tickets are on sale right now. Visit azcardinals.com or just pick up the phone. Call 602-379-0102. Another offensive player joining the Arizona Cardinals. In fact, five of the six draft picks come on the offensive end. I know, B-Train, we'll get to your defensive player here in a moment, but certainly offense, a lot of question marks. Yes, when you look at the running back position, Roy Green, there is David Johnson, so there is no obviously urgent need, but we saw a year ago, with no David Johnson on the field, the Cardinals were left scrambling, playing a number of different running backs. And here you have a kid in Chase Edmonds, who is not very tall, but certainly very thick as far as his built and can run between the tackles, and then obviously show a little bit of the ability to hit the corners and head downfield. The Patriots League all-time leading rusher with 5,862 yards over his 4 years at Fordham.
You know, it makes sense. I mean, as we just talked about with, last year when David goes down and then Kerwin Williams come in and now Kerwin's gone. So, you know, who fills that void? Who's the guy that gives David a spell, you know, when he's tired or when he gets a slight nick? You need to have some guys available for that. And, of course, you know, Keim and his crew had some things that they wanted to take care of or to address this offseason and in the draft, and it makes sense to me, you know, on an offense that was what's a nice word I can call it? I mean, we were okay, mm-hmm. but okay doesn't get it in this league. And, you know, when you play in the National Football League, there's always a chance that one of your better players can miss some time. And when that happens, you want to be able to have a guy to plug in. And is Chase going to be that guy? Who knows? Maybe not. But it gives us an opportunity to bring in some guys to take a look at. There's a lot of guys out there. Elijah Penny is still there, but he's a totally different back than David Johnson. This guy's explosive. He's shifty. He can make people miss. He can pick up big chunks at a time. That's the kind of back you're looking for. I think it was a good pick.
And, of course, T.J. Logan in there as well. And Keim was asked about that on Saturday, but Logan more of a straight-ahead runner as opposed to Edmonds, who can hit the corners and then get downfield. But in order to have a successful running game, you need to have a successful offensive line. And the Cardinals did that, adding two offensive linemen, first with the third-round pick, Mason Cole, out of Michigan, and in the seventh round, another offensive lineman, Corey Cunningham, out of Cincinnati. Certainly with Mason Cole out of Michigan, another big-time program. And here's a player at 6'5", 307 pounds that Steve Wilks likes a lot.
I love his toughness, his leadership. Doing our research and talking to a lot of guys that I know at the University of Michigan, they stood on the table for this young man. You know, he jumps off at you on film. The DNA that we talk about, he's smart, he's physically tough, he's gritty, he loves the game, and you can see it on tape.
Two adjectives that fit Mason Cole, B-Train, that is durability and versatility. First, the durability, 51 consecutive starts at Michigan, 53 consecutive starts in high school. He has not missed a game in 8 years. And in the versatility, he can play the interior. He started at center, and then his senior year, he shifted to left tackle and performed very, very well. Where he fits currently, who knows? He likes to be more inside, whether a guard or a center. But we hear Keim talk a lot about the versatility because you never know where that opening might be needed to be filled.
And the one thing I'd like about this draft and that pick is that the Cardinals have learned their lesson about having guys being injured and not being available. That's been the one thing that has really hurt them the last 2 years, particularly on the offensive line. And the one thing that Steve Keim and Steve Wilks were dogged about making sure that they don't put themselves in that position again, they wanted to go get the durable guy, the guy that can play a lot of different positions so that once you get in the thick of the season, you're not caught out there with somebody that is prone to go down week 8, week 9, and you're having to scramble and look at the waiver wire and find guys that you can just plug in. This guy has shown the capacity to be available game in and game out, and the fact that he's tough enough and spoken so highly of by the people at Michigan, that says that this is a guy that you can plug in, count on him to show up to work each and every day, not just from an emotional standpoint, but from a physical standpoint, because he's healthy, he takes care of himself, and that's a skill set all in itself.
And when you look at the offensive line long term, keep in mind A.Q. Shipley in the last year of his contract, Mikey Putty in the last year of his contract. Now, as far as the one defensive player that the Cardinals did draft, it happened on day 3 in the 6th round, 182nd overall pick, cornerback Chris Campbell, 6'1", 195 out of Penn State. Before we get B-Train, your thoughts on the length of a Chris Campbell. Here is General Manager Steve Keim on the newest Arizona Cardinal.
Chris Campbell, he is a guy that has played inside and outside. He's a long corner, 6'1", 200 pounds, and he ran well. He's got great athleticism, change of direction, the ability to play off and play press coverage. So he's got a lot of versatility for us, and we think he can certainly contribute on special teams.
And special teams might be where he is needed at least right away, but the Cardinals are flooding the cornerback position. That is now 9 if you count Chris Campbell, as far as 9 cornerbacks on the roster, because we're all asking who lines up opposite Patrick Peterson.
And you have a lot of people to choose from. And I think looking at the draft this year, this is one of the deeper skill positions that you saw available. And the fact that you could wait to the 6th round in order to pick up a Chris Campbell, it just showed you that there was a lot of quality and there was a lot of depth at that position. So I think they did what they needed to do as far as bringing in a young guy to come in and compete and see what he can do and what he brings to the table. But I do like the fact that you do address the cornerback position, because if you have that guy to go opposite of Patrick Peterson, it really takes the pressure off the guys up front. It works hand in hand. If you have a good coverage, then it gives your guys up front more opportunity and more time to get after the quarterback, and vice versa. If you got the guys that can go rush the quarterback, it takes the pressure off the guys in the back. So if everybody's working together and putting themselves in advantageous situations, then I think this can be a defense that can get even better than what it's already been. And that's kind of scary, because You look at what they've been the last 2 years. Even though they hadn't made the playoffs, there have been guys that have had great individual performances, and as a whole, when healthy, I think this defense has done some great things.
You look at Campbell, 13 games he started last year at Penn State, 12 pass breakups, which led the Nittany Lions. And you look, he is a late round selection, Roy Green, but you have a Chris Campbell here joining the Arizona Cardinals, whose head coach, his background is coaching defensive backs. And the perfect example, and I'm not making a comparison, but just pointing out that Josh Norman, before he became Josh Norman, was a 5th-round pick. Can Chris Campbell be that guy? Who knows, but at least he's in the good situation as far as being able to be taught on what it takes to be an NFL cornerback.
He's going to have a great opportunity to do that, as you just alluded to. You know, Coach Wilkes, along with, you know, Dave Merritt, the defensive back coach, they are guys who had tremendous success and have taught cornerbacks who, as we talked about, late round guys that you didn't expect to be stars in this league. For some reason, when they get a hold of those guys, their level of play goes up, whether it's the teaching, whether it's the, you know, going back to fundamentals, whether it's making guys believe in themselves, or a combination of all three, I don't know. But they've had great, great success with it, and I know they're looking forward to working with Chris Campbell. I'm definitely one of those guys who are looking forward to him stepping in and help solidify this defense.
Real quick, the one thing you have to look at, too, not only was he the only defensive guy drafted, he was a guy that Steve Wilkes has a lot of knowledge in coaching. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on Chris Campbell. He'll have a lot of attention from Coach Steve Wilkes as well as the rest of the defensive coaches.
And that position opposite Patrick Peterson, wide open, according to the head coach. Subscribe to Arizona Cardinals podcast on Google Play Music, TuneIn, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Listen to your favorite shows on the go, like Cardinals Underground, The Big Red Rage, and, of course, this show, The Cardinals Red Sea Report. On the other side, we put off the finishing touches, looking back at the 2018 NFL Draft. We do it here on the Cardinals Red Sea Report on the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network.
The Oakland Raiders have traded the 10th pick to the Arizona Cardinals. With the 10th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Josh Rosen, quarterback, UCLA.
I want to win Super Bowls. I want to be the winningest quarterback in the history of the National Football League. In that pursuit, everything else kind of takes care of itself, the stats and whatever and everything in between. To end your season and be the only team that's actually happy with how the season went, it's an addicting feeling, and I'm just in a nonstop, endless pursuit of that feeling.
Not a Super Bowl, but Super Bowls, plural. Josh Rosen has talked a good game. Now, as B-Train, you mentioned at the start of the show, now you've got to be able to back it up, and I think he's comfortable in that setting because he's done that. He was the heralded high school quarterback. He went to UCLA, excelled there, but as he talked about, the last championship he won came in high school. He didn't accomplish what he wanted to at UCLA, but now the stage is his with the Arizona Cardinals.
The stage is his, and it is a team that wins. It's not just an individual, so you can't necessarily put it all at his feet that they didn't play for a Pac-12 championship, let alone win one. But I think you look at the maturation process of a Josh Rosen. I think once he gets in and he sees the level of commitment that a lot of the older veterans will have to this game, I think it'll humble him just a little bit, because to come in with all the bravado, I get it. You're young, you're enthusiastic, you believe that, you know, the world is yours to take, and I get all of that. But when he does walk through those doors and he sees some of these guys that are accomplished and have done great things in his NFL already, I think he is going to change his tune just a little bit. But I love the cockiness. I love the bravado. I want that from my quarterback. You just would rather him think it as opposed to just saying it all out loud.
And certainly that is something that he will learn, and he did mention during his introductory press conference that when he did arrive in campus at UCLA, he was that arrogant, egotistical player, the world is mine, and he has matured over the 3 years since, and he'll continue to mature as well. But up on stage, when he was announced as the 10th overall pick, the question was asked to him at that moment, when did he begin thinking that the Arizona Cardinals were a good fit?
Right after I was walking off the stage, I was just thinking, I'm like, Fitz is the man. This might be cool. And it's just kind of funny how Coach Mora, everyone gave him a ton of flack for saying, I should go to the team for best fit. I shouldn't go to the Browns. I should go to the Giants because they're a better fit. But ironically, I think an even better fit's in Arizona.
And certainly the Cardinals believe that. And I want to also point this out, and more on this on Wednesday during the next edition of the Cardinals flight plan. But this question of, okay, now how does Josh Rosen fit in with the other quarterbacks? Does now all of a sudden does Sam Bradford feel threatened? Well, the day after Rosen was drafted, he received a text message, and it was from Sam Bradford. And you'll see all this on Cardinals flight plan. But Josh Rosen read the text from Sam Bradford. Josh, what's up, man? Welcome to Arizona. Just wanted to let you know that I look forward to playing with you. I'll be an open book, so if you ever need anything or have any questions, feel free to ask. Hope all is well. That, Roy Green, sounds like a quarterback that doesn't feel threatened but is interested in helping teach the younger and potentially heir apparent Josh Rosen.
Without question, you know, Sam, very, very classy without question. But I think a lot of people, a lot of our listeners and fans would be very, very surprised. You know, in a business that has a bigger turnover and guys are competing for jobs, how much players help each other. I mean, you don't feel threatened by them. I mean, you understand that, you know, the team is only as good as its weakest link. So you try to help those are behind you. No one has come in this league and hasn't received help from other players, and it just kind of continues. And to go a little bit further with that, the fact that, you know, Steve Keim and Michael Bidwell always talk about character being a very, very important part of the people that they bring into our locker room. So it doesn't surprise me that Sam reached out.
We'll give the last words to the head coach, Steve Wilks, when he looks at his entire 2018 draft class and the time that he has been the head coach. Certainly a lot has changed with him in the Arizona Cardinals.
You go back to January 22nd when I was hired. There was questions, you know, here's a guy with no NFL head coaching experience. You have no quarterback on the roster. The offensive line has a lot of holes. There's a lot of questions about this team. Sight is totally different from vision. You got to sometimes see past the difficulties. We had a plan. We had a vision. We got better.
And the Cardinals certainly have questions that need to be answered, B-Train, but as you sit here days after the NFL draft and what they've done so far in the offseason, yeah, they're in a much better position than they were just a few short weeks ago.
And I think everybody understood that this was going to happen. They weren't going to stand pat and have those same issues before the season started. I thought they did a great job of not only being aggressive in the draft, diagnosing guys that could help them and what they're trying to get done, and I'm looking forward to seeing these young men on the field.
Our breakdown of the offseason will continue next week for another edition of the Cardinals Red Sea Report. Special thanks to those behind the scenes, Senior Broadcast Manager and Producer Jim Omohundro, Technical Director Cody Fincher, In-Studio Coordinators Jesse Aranda and Grayson Choi. For Bertram Berry, Roy Green, I'm Craig Riolu. This has been the Cardinals Red Sea Report, presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you. And a reminder, the next Cardinals flight plan drops on Wednesday. That's Facebook.com/Cardinals flight plan. This is the Arizona Cardinals Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Cardinals Red Sea Report, presented by your Arizona Mercedes-Benz dealers. Visit ArizonaMB.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Buda Baker with the sack, stripped the ball.
Oh, baby!
The Cardinals Red Sea Report is brought to you by the Arizona Cardinals mobile app. Visit azcardinals.com/app.
Touchdown! Cardinals win!
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club.